Biblical. Four rules you need to plan. Execute the plan, expect the plan to go off the rails. Throw away the plan.
Imagine all life as we know it stopping instantaneously in every molecule in your body.
What do you mean bad?
Make the plan, execute the plan, expect the plan to go off the rails.
My political affiliation is not the right word. Identity is such a weird term to use now. My politics are essentially like applied Christianity. That's my socialism, because I first learned it from Jesus Christ. And then maybe I've moved away from what I was originally taught that was all about, right? But the idea of salvation and the building the city on the hill as a beacon to the world, that's something that has never, for even a moment, gone away. And I don't believe it ever will at this point. I don't know if in your conception of a ghost, if it's something that haunts you in a way that's like it's just there, whether you want it to be or not, or if it's something that you can consciously embrace. In this case, I think it probably is there, whether I want it to be or not. So I have chosen to embrace it. I don't know if that transforms the nature of a ghost or not. So that's a question for you.
Yeah. So the when I started doing the podcast, I had this idea one night. So I couldn't sleep, and I got up. It was the small hours in the morning, right? Hour of the Wolf or whatever. And I'm awake, and I go down from upstairs in my house to downstairs where there's a bookshelf. I look in the bookshelf. I'm like, I'll find something that will be nice to read at, like, 3:12 in the morning or something. And I decide I'm going to read The Spectres of Marx by Jacques Derrida, because that's the kind of dude I am. And that's what I read to comfort myself at 3:12 in the morning or whatever.
Some people watch television. Some people smoke weed. Some people read Derrida.
There you go. Yeah, and I'm the last kind of person. So I'm reading this thing. And it's great. I love it. It's a really cool book. And I mean, I've tried to read other things by Derrida, like of grammatology and stuff, and I've been completely and totally dumbfounded. I don't understand a bit. And I picked up The Spectres of Marx. This is one of those books that I picked up, I think, at like a used bookstore, because it was there. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll grab that. And then it sat on my shelf for years. And then, one night, they're, why not? So I pick it up and I start to read the thing. And there's this concept of ghosts in there. He talks about, the opening part of the Communist Manifesto. There's a specter haunting Europe, the specter of communism. Yeah. And Derrida kind of goes on this really extended riff, which I'll summarize as there's certain things from the past, which are ghosts, right? That's what makes them ghosts, is that they're from the past. And that they're things that don't have a physical material presence in the present. So the fall of the Berlin Wall, that's something that happened. It's not happening now. We could arguably say that fits into this definition of ghosts. The explosion of the Challenger, 9/11, the assassination of Martin Luther King. We could go on, right? These are things that happened. And even though they're not happening today, the ripples of those events continue to kind of like have an impact on the world. It's weird. It's this thing that isn't here, but is kind of here in this like haunty way.
Right.
Sort of pushing in a ghostly way on what's going on. Specters were, according to Derrida, things from the future. So climate catastrophe. I remember growing up in the 80s, nuclear war was like a specter. It hadn't happened yet, but everybody was kind of like thinking it would happen and it would be terrible. And so that was like the specter that was haunting. It hasn't happened yet, but people think it will. And so that thing, which isn't materially present, sort of haunts in a different way. And so that's where that came from, for whatever that's worth.
Okay. Yeah, actually, so right on, thinking a little bit deeper about this, then I feel like earlier when I was saying, the experience of the millennial generation is this really, seems to me a bizarrely unique one, because there's plenty that you and I have in common because we grew up in the same country and the same culture and so on, and not so far apart. You're not 70 and I'm not 17, but I grew up with more, I think, more ghosts than specters. In the sense that, like, and just like in the way that, like, the youngest generation today, Like, I think that'll probably be a really similar experience. I didn't grow up with the threat of nuclear war or the threat of communism or the threat of anything, really. Like, the war on terror maybe is like a kind of a thing, but it sort of happened and it became a thing that was happening. It wasn't just like a fear that what if one day there's terrorism. It became mm-hmm. actualized in the exact moment that we began to fear it. And then we kind of got over it. So it's not much of a specter that's still haunting us. Nobody talks about terrorism anymore. It's just like this pandemic, it started and now we're worried about it. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like I didn't grow up with a fear of pandemics or just that being in the air. But I absolutely grew up with the ghosts of various movements in pop culture that are like over, you know, so but they still influence whatever happens next, whether it's movie making or music making or something. The late 90s and early 2000s especially were like times of brief revivals of past fashions and past the sort of aesthetic and artistic things, because it was, I think we were entering into a period where the future seems to have gone away as a concept, but the past is very attractive, mm-hmm. constantly trying to reinvent it. So I think that I grew up with a lot of ghosts in the broad sense of the sort of cultural milieu that I was raised in, that everybody, whether you lived in Los Angeles or New Haven or Mobile, that if you're of a certain generation, it seems to me that there are far fewer specters but just as many ghosts as there always are, because all human beings live after events. But then on a personal level, if I'm really thinking about ghosts, I suppose I'm pretty normal in the sense that I have plenty of them, right? Like, whether it's a lost love or, you know, should I have done this as opposed to that? Like, should I have kicked out one member of my band and replaced them and signed a record contract instead of going to college? That's a thing that exists in my mind as like one of the crossroads where I took one path as opposed to the other. And I'll always wonder, what might my life have been like had I gone down the other path?